pre-recorded onto a tape deck, then uploaded via LimeWire. It's Joe and Adam. Joe
and Adam. Good afternoon, or whatever time of the day you listen to it. If you've just tuned in, he's back, guys. Adam is back on set.
Buongiorno.
After he's learnt the language of America after a few weeks away. You're finally back on set, mate. Welcome back to home soil.
Yeah, thank you very much. It is a pleasure to be here. Yeah. Season three,
yeah, great.
Same set, but like, mate, we are decked out.
Oh, mate.
Pardon the pun.
Podcast is obviously an audio medium, but Adam has shown up with what can only be described as enough technology that you think must have been stolen, because there's a whole new soundboard going on here. There's all new toys to play with, so it's going to be a hell of a show.
Absolutely.
Yeah. There he goes. Record in front of a live studio audience, of course. All right, guys, settle down. That's enough. Yep, great.
Adam, no, mate, it's great to be back.
Mate, we have not spoken really about America. For people who've just tuned in, you went on holiday to...
Whoops, hello.
Oh, what have you done there?
There we go. You sound better now.
Great, thanks, mate. I feel better. You went on holiday to America.
Yeah, I did.
USA! Oh, he's ready for this. He's ready for this.
That's going to be the sting every time I mention a story.
Yeah, every time America's mentioned. Yeah. Mate, okay, he's ready. He's got his sounds. You went for 3 weeks.
I did, mate.
You haven't shared a single story with me. Please, in your own time, give me the rundown of the American people, their banter, their ways, their customs, their interests.
Well, I've deliberately kept this story
yeah, good.
A secret from you. Like, basically everybody else has heard this one before.
Yes.
But so it kicked off with about a day and a half in New Orleans, right?
Great.
So I'm there just by myself. It's hot. It's like 36.
No sound effects for New Orleans. That's a shame.
No. Yeah, no, great. But I've got the other one.
Which okay, great.
Can happen.
Yep.
36 degrees, humid.
Celsius. Yeah.
Yep.
That's hot.
And I arrive and I get to the hotel. I'm in jeans. I'm in a jumper.
Looking classy.
And I'm sweating. Like, have you? Yeah. Anyway.
Oh, but why not just take the jumper off?
Yeah. I mean, I did have my jumper off, but it was still really, really hot.
But then the problem is, once you take the jumper off, then people can see that you're sweating a lot anyway.
Yeah. Well, that's it.
Yeah.
Patches O'Hoolahan. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So I'm there and I was like, righto, I need to get changed in some shorts and some thongs and a fresh shirt or whatever, which is fine.
Let some things breathe. Get some links in there.
So I open my bag and I can't find my thongs.
Right. These are the shoes for any Americans listening. Not his G-string.
I'm like, I'm going to have to get some thongs here. So I go.
Surely you brought your thongs.
So I go into Walmart, which is like the Kmart. Woolies or the.
Right.
It's like Woolies or Coles, but they sell everything, basically.
Woolies and Coles had a baby with Kmart.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, right. Pretty much. And I went to the guy and he's like, welcome to Walgreens. I'm like, g'day,
hey
mate.
There.
Like, really enthusiastically, just clearly wanting a tip.
All righty, Roo.
Can I get a Trexalant? Anyway, so I said, g'day, mate. Do you guys sell thongs here?
Oh, no, he's actually done.
He goes,
oh, God, no.
Yeah, are they for your wife or your girlfriend or what? I'm like, oh no, they're for me. Like,
you still hadn't clocked it.
It's really hot.
Oh,
and
no.
I need a pair of thongs because I forgot to bring
mine
from home.
Yeah.
So he goes, looks at me. He goes, okay, follow me. Still walking along. Anyway, he's taken me to the ladies section, hasn't he?
Yeah, great.
And then it was that point I realized
what's going on,
what's happened here. And I said, okay, I'm sorry. There's been a bit of a miscommunication. You guys call them flip-flops. We call them thongs. Yeah. And he has just lost it. Oh. He thought it was the funniest thing in the world. And
oh, he said, my God.
Yeah. He said, oh, my God, I thought you were serious then too. And I'm like, no.
It's 2019. I thought, I don't know what to say. Oh, that is fantastic.
So that was fun anyway. So I got some thongs and a pair of flip-flops.
Yeah. I saw you wearing both. Yeah, nice.
On your favourite podcast platform.
It's Joe and Adam.
Joe,
yes,
I informed you that I had to finish off a piece of audio.
Yeah, I said to you, nothing is more exciting than a pod surprise.
And I actually sent you into the room.
That's right. I've been in quarantine.
Yes, to just avoid what I was doing.
Right? Yeah, right.
Now, you think that I've been making this intro.
Until 2 seconds ago, yeah.
Until now.
Yeah.
There's something I've been meaning to talk to you about, mate.
Oh, boy.
You, and it's nothing new, but I just want to have an intervention because you and returning phone calls isn't that great.
Okay. Okay. Will I get a chance for rebuttal here?
Just let me finish. It's not just me that's having the issue, right?
Oh, God.
So I'd like to pull up our old mate, Carrots, Adam Anticalia.
What, live?
Good afternoon.
We finally got him.
Oh, well,
I thought I told you to never contact me again, mate. So I don't, to be honest, this is a sad way to maintain a friendship, to come onto a podcast to try and make contact.
Look, mate, you definitely didn't tell me that via phone.
No. Okay.
So, Joe, this is the issue, right? This is the issue.
Right.
This week,
yep.
I have called you, what, 3 or 4 times?
I couldn't tell you.
Yeah, more than 3 times. And each time you didn't answer, but like 5 hours later, you'd send a text going, ha-ha, solved, missed your call, call you to Mozza?
Yeah.
Question mark. I said, sure.
Mm.
But you didn't do it the next day, and you did that like 5 times, right?
Okay. Here's
now,
a couple
of... Excuse me. We're not done yet.
Your Honour,
I'm muting you for a minute. Carrots, would you like to add anything else?
Let me just jump in here. I've got a very similar story to tell the jury. They do, buddy. They do.
Am I back on? Okay. Can I just say, there's no judge or... brought this case
Don't
to
make
court.
Me mute you again, mate. This is an intervention. You need to listen.
All right, Carrots, who's called Carrots because he put...
All right, I'm going to mute you there for a sec, mate.
The listeners have all heard that joke, mate. I wear it with pride. I think yesterday's message was, ha, 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 call you later tonight. I said it would be rude not to. He never called me, and then at 2 a.m. the text message was, I had a good reason this time. Sorry, mate. I'll explain to Mozza. Ha, ha.
Oh, I don't know about this Tomozza theme. Like, what's the go there?
Mate, you and I are always using Tomozza. I don't know why you've thrown me under the bus there. We're huge.
Tomozza
users.
Carrots, back me up here.
Carrots, what? No, he calls all his mates. He never gets texts from them.
Look, yeah, Tomozza is a bit of a weird word.
Okay. In my defense.
Okay. Well, Adam, thanks for joining us.
No. Let me just say, Carrots, before you head off, mate, I just need to make a couple of things clear. When I've missed calls from this Adam, the podcast Adam, I've had good reasons where I've been like asleep or you know, at the pub, and I have intended to call him back. When I miss a call from you, it's just because I don't like you, mate, and I don't want to talk to you. To be honest, I find you boring at best. So.
The next topic I think that we wanted to cover was how can a substitute teacher be so busy during school holidays?
Well, okay.
Yeah, that's the main question.
All right. Well, I can answer that question for you, and I thank the member for where's he from these days? That rich beach house where he lives with his auntie and uncle. I thank the member for that rich beach house for his question. Carrots, the reason why I struggle to call you back during what some would call my holidays is you would think maybe I'm working, you know, as a comedian or whatever. That's
no,
not
we,
the case.
We don't think that.
No, that's right. The case is I very easily slip into being nocturnal to the point where when I went to bed some 2 days ago, I realized that the room suddenly became very light. I was sitting in the lounge room watching some TV and I realized that it was 6 a.m. and I still had not gone to bed. So that sort of explains then when you call me, I'm asleep.
Joe?
Yeah.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. At no point
I think
in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that
sounds a bit echoey, doesn't it?
A rational thought. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to
it. Well, you're right, they are dumber, but it's not because of me.
it is.
Okay.
So the moral of the story is, Joe, fix your game, mate.
Yeah, okay. Are we going to hang up on him in a sec? Because just before he goes, Carrots.
No, we're not.
I'll call you back, mate.
Tomozza?
Tomozza. I'll call you back Tomozza, mate.
I just messaged me at 4 in the morning.
Cut him off. Okay, I'll call you back tomorrow.
It's Joel and Adam.
It's Yeezy. It's Yeezy.
Joel and Adam.
Adam.
Hi.
Fresh off a stitch up. We'll call you both back to Mozza.
Stitch up of probably the best stitch up of season 3.
Yeah, actually. Yeah. That's right. I'm impressed. It's one of those moments where, like, I was annoyed, but also at the same time, I was like, he's gone a bit of effort here to look up this call. So I was impressed. Because you've been away for a few weeks, mate, a few things have happened that have sort of banked up.
As I was expecting.
Yeah, that's right. And so, I just wondered if I could cash a couple at once, a couple of checks.
Yeah,
if
of course
I could
cash
them
yeah.
in the one little break here.
Absolutely.
While you've been away, I caught up with a couple of mates. I won't name him maybe, but we went to school with him.
So I know said
You
mate.
Know him. Yeah, we went to school with him.
Good, sure.
Good mates of mine. You've sort of lost touch with them, to be honest. You've sort of strayed away from your friendship group. That's fine. Anyway, caught up with him at the pub. And
so I know him pretty well. You used to know him pretty well?
Yeah, sort of. Anyway, okay. I mean, to people listening, this means nothing to
we'll
them.
Talk off so,
yeah,
we'll talk
yeah,
off
that's right.
It. Yeah, I'm curious.
Anyway. He sort of comes out with crazy theories and explanations for things, right?
He's one of those guys.
I love him, but yeah, he's one of these guys. Now, most of them I just, you know, sort of find funny and it's good to have a good laugh at the pub with. This one, it's good, but I had to sort of weigh in and I'd just be interested to get your thoughts on this.
Okay, hit me.
You did history at school, didn't you?
I did actually, taught
right.
by the great man, Kiz.
Taught by my dad, yep. And so he would have covered a basic level of knowledge with you.
More than basic.
That's right. Here's the two things that our mutual friend told me about human history that I didn't know. Number one, he goes to me, did you know that when they were building the pyramids, they're actually built by the Irish?
Surely he's not serious.
Are you serious? And he said... I said, why do you think that? He goes, well, how else do you explain? He's like, you know that, you know, the land used to be connected ages ago. I'm like, yeah, like maybe 300 million years ago. But yeah, their lands were connected. You know, like Australia would have been connected
yep.
to Asia and that sort of thing.
Yep.
And he said, well, how else would they have been able to move all those big blocks to build the pyramids? By land. They must have been moving them from Ireland. Where did they get those blocks from? I said, well, I can answer this one for you. They just put them on boats because it's easier to move something over water than land. It seemed genuinely confused by that. Like, it caught him off guard,
what?
I think. So what? If you're listening and you're a student, don't. That's not true. What actually happened is they put them on boats, like the big concrete blocks or whatever, and then they could move it via boat to where they're building the pyramid. And they were Egyptians building those pyramids, not Irish redheads. Anyway, so then we're onto the topic of ancient Egypt, and he goes, anyway, this is how he said it. He goes, yeah, it's a lot of people don't realize, but.
And he's serious.
Oh, yeah. He goes, a lot of people don't realize, but the ancient Egyptians had electricity. No, they didn't, big fan.
That deserves a round of applause.
That's right. Anyway.
Wowee. Did you correct him or did you just go along with it?
I think by that point I'd given up. But, you know, if you're a kid listening and you know, you're coming up to your history exam, maybe you're doing year 12 or something, throw it in. Yeah, they definitely, yeah.
Who built the pyramids? The Irish.
The Irish using electricity. It's Joe and Adam. I broke.
Oh, yes!
And I lost.
It's Joe and Adam.
Adam.
Joe, as you know, I went to America.
I do know that. Have you put that together yourself?
Yeah, I did actually.
Well, I don't mind it. Every time America gets said, we have to play that.
Yeah. Yep, that's exactly right.
Great.
And a part of the trip was going into Canada.
Great.
Right.
America's little sister.
Yep, basically. Mm. The better looking one.
Yeah, that's right.
Anyway. So we go up into a city called Quebec City.
Right.
Now, do you know what language they speak in Quebec City?
I do by coincidence. I imagine it would be a combination of English and French.
That is correct.
Right. Did you know this?
But mainly French.
Right. Yeah, I wouldn't know that.
mainly French.
Right.
In fact, it's you kind of have to go out of your way to ask if they speak English.
Really?
Parlez-vous anglais?
Yeah. Yes, I do.
Oui, yeah.
All the time.
And I was like, I reckon I'm going to be pretty good. I remember the basic French, right? Like, I remember the basic French. It's just starting the conversations and then you go straight in to ask if they speak English. Normally they say yes.
Oh, right.
Bob's your uncle.
I thought you were going to back yourself with French.
No, well.
Because you and I did French at school. We were hopeless.
No, the basics are okay.
Yeah.
Bonjour.
Bonjour. Yeah, we got it.
Anyway, so I thought I'd try and I was going pretty well.
Yeah, right.
I thought I'd try and up my game a little bit by researching how to ask, can I put this on my credit card?
By research, do you mean Google Translate?
Well, yeah. Google Translate / Wikipedia, various different sources.
That's great, yeah.
Anyway, so I had it down pat.
And now, what are you going to say? Credit card?
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
I forgot exactly what it was now, but like I practice it and practice it.
While you're over there.
Anyway, yeah. Like, anyway, so go into this supermarket kind of thing. Like, oh, it was more of like an electronic store.
Right.
Like JB almost.
How long were you over there? You just...
Yeah, well, kind of did half and half. So it was probably at least a week in Canada. Right. Anyway.
Okay, great.
So I thought I'd go in. It's... so I got whatever. Bonjour. Bonjour. And then she just launches straight into this question in French. And I'm like... parlez-vous anglais? She goes, no. Or no, whatever.
Yeah.
And the conversation just basically ended there because we didn't know what else to say. Anyway. So she puts it through. She's like, you go, boop, boop. And this is where the good bit gets. I get out my card.
Yeah, great.
And I make it really obvious that I want to put it on card. And I said the phrase, can I put this on my credit card?
The one that you'd practiced. Yeah.
But in French.
Great.
Right?
Yeah.
And she just started laughing, like losing her marbles. And I'm just kind of standing there anyway.
How bad could you have gone?
She kind of lied to me in the fact that she does speak a little bit of English.
Yeah, she couldn't be bothered.
And she literally said, she was laughing and she said, you just asked me if I can pat your dinosaur. I don't know. So I've gone, can I put this on your, can I please pat your dinosaur? She knew what
How
I meant,
could
but
you have got it,
she thought it was the funniest thing ever.
Oh, my.
And that's somehow the only English she apparently knew.
Oh, yeah. She knew way more than that. She knows how to say, can you pat my dinosaur?
Yeah.
Well, so do you in French, apparently.
Yeah, well, that's apparently right. So
how could you get that wrong?
So I put it on my credit card and patted her dinosaur.
Yeah, great. God.
Oh. Segment change.
It's Joe and Adam.
Adam, as we come to the end of episode one, season three.
Wow. It has been a huge show.
Oh, great to have you back, mate. Can I say that?
Huge. Yeah.
Was that your Trump impression?
Been. Yeah.
Yeah, great.
Yeah.
I just sort of want to cover off a couple of things before we finish.
Yes.
One is podcast related. It's something that we've covered. And a mate who listens to the show said, listen to the episode from like a year ago. And
so it's not even a recent
one. No, it's not even recent. And you made a mistake here. And I thought we should just address it.
Okay, righto.
There was a lady. Actually, no, you weren't even here for it.
Who stuffed up?
There was a lady I was talking about that you and I used to work with. You remember the story. And we used to work at IBM. I can say that, I think. We used to work at a call center.
You probably could. Call center. Yeah. Well, you're giving it away now.
That's right. But I'm not going to say anything bad about IBM, so I think I can say that.
Sure.
And we worked with a girl who was from America, which fits in with the American theme podcast. And she'd love that. And because she was
I think I can see where this is going.
Yeah. No, there's a couple of stories about it. And because she was new to America, I told her that there was a thing called the Great Emu War, which was humans versus emus, right?
Yeah.
And that's because someone has made a Wikipedia page and like just as a joke, whatever, that emus and humans fought. Anyway, turned to my mate the other day. He said, yeah, I listened to your episode where you're talking about the Great Emu War.
Were you like, what?
Yeah. 6 months ago.
When did this happen?
And he goes, you might want to know that that actually happened. I was like,
It wasn't the same guy that we were talking about earlier, was it?
No, different guy. Yeah, might as well have been.
Just making sure.
That's
just
right, yeah. Sure. Thinks yeah. that the Irish built the pyramids. Yeah, so, I mean, he'll be listening right now. I've brought it up. It's been addressed. But one thing that he failed to realise is that on this show, we don't care about facts. We don't care whether it's real or not.
No, that is true.
We're not interested in fact-checking and research.
True. Yep.
It's funnier if it's not true.
Yep.
But, I mean,
yep.
if you want to believe that emus and humans had a war, think about that. That's not culling. That's,
we had a full-on discussion about it too. Right?
But that's not culling, though. That's emus fighting back, like killing humans. If you want to believe that, that's fine. Put that in your history essay with the Egyptians and the Irish. So, you know, it's been covered now. But again, we don't care.
Jeez.
And, you know, that's covered that off. And I just wanted to quickly share a moment with, I'll protect her identity. Let's say I have a friend who's a primary teacher, because she is. And she was telling me a story about, because she teaches grade one twos, and we might have to end here because it's going to get pretty intense in a sec. You want to stop it?
Shall I hover over the dump button?
Anyway, it must have been talking about, because when you teach grade one twos, they're still getting toilet trained. So, you know, mm-hmm. teachers have to keep a couple of spare pairs of pants or whatever.
Yeah, it's natural. And it's fair.
We're talking about putting nappies on toddlers and stuff. And I don't know, she has a young child, so that's how we're talking about that.
Sure.
Anyway, I made a joke of, oh, well, you know, obviously just when I have kids, you won't have to change any of their nappies because they won't wear nappies, right? Just a nice, easy joke. And she goes, don't laugh, because she had a parent-teacher interview one day with a couple of parents, and they told her how they were toilet training their child, right? How would you normally toilet train a child, do you think?
Or, you know, there's your potty, go sit
That's
on
right,
it.
You get the little potty
yep.
and you just go and sit on it, yep. do a poo. See if you can wipe it, come back, report back. See how you went.
Daddy, I did a poo.
That's right. What would that sound like if that child was American?
No, wrong word, sorry. No.
Anyway. Anyway, so she says this is what the parents told her they were doing to toilet train the child.
Right.
No potty. No toilet. They put a mat in the corner of the lounge
no!
room. Yes.
No.
I said that exactly to her as soon as she told me. I said, no, they didn't. She said they put a mat in the corner of the lounge room, and whether it was number one or number two, the kid would just go and sit
what?
In the corner and just shit while the parents are watching TV.
What?
Like
surely
a dog.
Not. Surely not.
Our cat has a roof over the kitty litter at least.
Nah.
The kid didn't even get that.
Nah, that's got
to
be made up.
It was
up.
Told to me like it was true.
That's got to be made up.
If you're the parents of those kids, please write in to child welfare.
Government.vic.gov.au.
Yeah, so if you're out there, we never thought we'd have to give a public service announcement, but give your child a potty, please. Don't shit on the carpet. Anyway.
Holy moly.
More of that next week.
Incredible.
Adam, great to have you back, mate.
It is great to be back.
It feels right, doesn't it?
Absolutely does.
More AmeriCar stories coming up next week. All right.
It's going to be a running gag.
Thanks for sticking with us. All right. We'll see you next week.
S. Eggman Change. It's Joe and Adam.